totally deter aggression. In other words, a policy of massive retaliation will only work when you have a massive advantage over your opponent. A policy of massive retaliation ends up as a policy of mutual suicide, mutual suicide, or putting it more bluntly, of national suicide for the United States. Your potential opponent, in this case the Soviet Union, has forces equal to, or even in some instances superior to, your own period. The other point that should be made is that Eisenhower's policy was one of containment of communism, a policy that was roundly criticized by all of the whatever-type people in the press at that time, and which now they suddenly rediscover as being simply type of thing the government is supporting period. Quite bluntly, Eisenhower's policy was one of containment of communism, whether it was in Europe, in Kiwamatsu, or in the crisis in the Middle East in 1956, and again in 1950 in Britain. For that matter, if not period, or for that matter, in Vietnam, where Eisenhower stood firm on the side of the South Vietnamese against the Russian North Korea. The McGovern policy, on the other hand, instead of being a policy of containing communism, is one of surrendering to communism, at least in Vietnam. And if he goes forward with his program of unilateral disarmament, one of inevitable surrender in the world, period. How to handle these ideas? It is the only question, period. Perhaps the best thing to do is to have Runter, if you can get him, or Radford, write a letter to the Post, setting forth tough, hard terms some of these ideas that I am trying to touch upon here, period. Have this written by